On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was December 31st, 1821, the day the governor signed the bill that made Jefferson City the official new state capital. Alexander McNair had been Missouri's first governor for a little more than a year at this point. The first session of the first General Assembly had also started in the previous year in St. Louis, our state's temporary capital city. It would then be moved to St. Charles until the first capital was built. The bill itself designated Howard's Bluff as the official site. It sits on the Missouri River's south bank at the entry of Weirs Creek, a Missouri River tributary. Another measure would name the new capital city. This would be signed the following January. The first section of the bill accepted the land for use. The second created the town, which was meant to be nothing more than just the Capitol building itself, at least at first. It would take 5 years to have Jefferson City ready to officially become Missouri's new state capital. New Year's Eve 1821 is also the same day the legislature started to debate the measure to create the state seal, which would also be signed into law the next month. December 31st, 1821, the date marking signing the measure making the city of Jefferson our state's official capital city on this date in Missouri Senate history.